Back here on AM 1450 KATE Afternoons with Aaron. It's time to talk some of boys soccer this week with Zach Luther, head coach of the Tiger Boys soccer team. And Zach, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about the two games that took place since the last time we talked. You guys got the victory over Triton on opening night, 1-0. You guys hosted a very good Owatonna team on Friday, a lost Owatonna. Give us the score of that game and also a recap of what happened on Friday.
Yeah, we fell to a very, very tough, as you said, Owatonna team, 7-0 Friday night. It was a tough game. We knew it would be going into it. Owatonna has been a tough team since I've been here in my tenure as coach. They've always seemed to have our number. They're going to be, challenging for one of the top three spots in the conference. They're, now AAA opponent against us. So, the matchup is always a tough one for us. So definitely didn't come out ahead there. The guys that were on the field, though, testament to them, they worked incredibly hard throughout the entire game. Defense took some steps forward. We began the game with just one sub, and we had an injury in the first five or so minutes that, led us to having to use that sub on the field. And we played the next, 75 or so minutes of soccer without being able to change anyone out. And the guys that were out there continued to compete. They worked hard. And, even though it was a tough loss, they actually, got better and took a step forward as a team as the game wore on.
Now, Zach, when it comes to a boys soccer here in the state of Minnesota, is it a two-class system? Is it A and AA?
So up until this past year, it was. So it was the top 64 teams in the state were AA. Everyone else was single A. But this year, we've actually moved to three classes in soccer. So the top 64 teams that were AA moved up to AAA. Now it's the next 64 teams. Our double A, so that's where we fall. And then the bottom is the single A is kind of everyone else.
So before you went to a three-class system, was Albert Lea in double A or single A?
Single A.
Single A. So this is probably a good spot to be right there in the middle. As a head coach, your thoughts on the three-class system. Do you like it or do you wish it was still two classes?
I'm totally fine with the three-class system. I think it definitely makes it a lot more competitive for the smaller schools that, you have some schools like a Lake City, for example, that, they can be competitive against a lot of schools their size, but they'd have to run into someone like Austin or Winona in the playoffs, which, is going to be very difficult for them. So, Austin's a true double-A team. They're in our section this year. They've made it to the state championship the state tournament, won the section a couple of years in a row now. That's a team that, we're going to have to compete against to get into state. So that's the same kind of teams that we had been playing, though. So, our section really didn't change. We just lost some of the, smaller schools.
Zach Luther, head coach of the Albert Lea boys soccer team, joining us here on KATE Radio and Afternoons with Aaron. Well, let's talk about last night's game, your team with a home matchup against Stuartville, and you treated the home crowd to a nice victory, 4-0 win against Stuartville. Zach, give us a recap of last night's win.
Yeah, so we started the game off really well. I think in the first 30 seconds or so, we had a very dangerous opportunity, almost scored, and that kind of set the tone early that we were going to be attacking throughout this match. It took a really, really, really long time, especially for me to sit and watch us not score until we finally got to put one in the net. We earned a penalty kick. The Stuartville defender had a handball in the box, so we scored off a penalty kick with about 4 minutes left in the first half. Then we proceeded to play about another 20 minutes of soccer into the second half before we actually earned another penalty kick. Stuartville defender took down Joseph Yoon, one of my outside midfielders, as he made a nice dangerous run into the box. And, he earned a penalty kick for the team. So Su Pai, my forward, he put both of the penalty kicks in. Diego Balbuena Vidal scored with about, somewhere under 10 minutes left in the game. He had a really nice, run down the sideline, cut into the box, and put a great shot past the keeper. And then a little bit of excitement to end. Joseph Yoon, the one that earned the penalty kick earlier, he took the ball, beat a defender, and put one past the goalie as time expired. And like kind of in buzzer beater fashion, it was, you know, ball hit the net and whistle blew for the end of the game. So that was our fourth goal that we got right as time expired.
So a 4-0 victory for Albert Lee last night against Stewartville, winning the battle of the Tigers. And, you know, Zach, let's talk about what teams are in your section, because we know you play in the Big Nine Conference, but as you explained, there's three classes for boys soccer. As the schedule goes on, who are the teams that you're going to be battling during the regular season that you also have to get by in the section tournament?
Yep. So there are a couple Big Nine teams in the section. So Faribault, who we play Saturday up in Faribault, we'll have Austin, Winona, and Red Wing. Those teams are all on the schedule still, so we'll kind of get a look at some of our section opponents. Non-conference opponents that are in our section are Byron, Casson, and Waseca. So Waseca, Faribault, and us, Albert Lee, we moved over from, we were in Section 2, Single A, Section 2A up until this year, so we moved all over back into Section 1 and are going to be in Section 1 AA.
Zach Luther, head coach Albert Lee, boys soccer team with us here on KETE. And Zach, let's preview the games that are coming up. Two more games for the boys soccer team this week at home against Rochester Century on Thursday, 7 o'clock start. Get out to the Gus. Going to be a beautiful evening for soccer. And like you mentioned, Saturday on the road at Faribault to take on the Falcons. That's a noon start. Give us a preview of the Panthers on Thursday and the Falcons coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, so Century's been another team kind of like Owatonna. They're a AAA school, bigger than us. You know, they always seem to be able to come out and compete. Last year, we had actually one of our better games against Century. So, you know, we can hopefully try to take some of that momentum and remember that, you know, we can keep up and compete with this team and use that moving forward. Century defeated Owatonna last night 3-1. So, you know, based off of some of our results this year, that could be a little bit worrying, but I'm confident that, you know, my team with our full bench and all players available should be, you know, show a little bit better than we might have against Owatonna playing in the rain there. So Century's going to be tough, definitely going to really have to, you know, look in the mirror a little bit and, you know, see how competitive we can come out and play. Otherwise, that's a team that's going to take the opportunities that we give them and, you know, make us pay for them. Faribault on Saturday. Faribault's a team that, you know, since I've been here, we've stacked up well with. We've played back and forth a couple of close games that have, you know, been settled by one goal here or there. You know, it's tough with that team to know exactly what it's going to look like until you get to the game. Generally, they're trying to play very direct kind of soccer that, you know, they want to play it over our heads and, you know, get behind my defensive back line. That's how they've played in the past. So trying to prepare the guys for that and then be ready to adjust if they look to have it a little bit different game plan once we get there.
Zach Luther, head coach, Albert Lee boys soccer team. Again, get out on Thursday night. Rochester Century in town, 7 o'clock start at Faribault on Saturday, a noon start. Tiger boys off to a good start this season. They sit with two wins and just one loss. Zach, thank you so much for the time. Have you a great week. Good luck in the two games, and we'll talk again next week.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.